Hi, how's it going? I'm gonna give you an outline of the seventh lesson of Power English course that is called repetition. Repetition with intensity. Repetition means, it's obvious, everyone knows, means doing something again and again and again and again. And intensity means power. Concentrated power really is what it means. I have bad news. A lot of people don't like this, but the truth is, if you want to learn English, if you want to learn any language, Turkish, Spanish, whatever, you have to have a lot of repetition and never, never stop practicing and doing the repetition. Okay? Let's give you an example. My native language is Turkish, not Persian. Okay. I listened to that and talked that for 10 years, and after that, I just stopped practicing that, stopped having repetition, and here I am. I understand Turkish, but I can't speak Turkish fluently anymore. I'm not as good as I was before, okay? It doesn't matter what is that, your native language, driving car or cooking, whatever. If you stop practicing those, if you stop having repetition, you'll forget this, okay? You won't remain a master of that. You believe me? All right, good. And the question here is, how can we have a lot of repetition when we're already a master? There are some secrets, some tricks. The number one is you have to get yourself in that peak state. You have to run, you have to take a breath deeply. You have to manage your emotions. You have to have a big grin on your face, okay? And next, you need to manage your thoughts. You need to eliminate, delete all of those negative beliefs about English that you have in your head, okay? And replace them with the positive beliefs. And the next step is you need to find little distinctions, a little difference to focus on them. For example, the first time when you listen to the speaker or teller, whatever, you need to focus on understanding, okay? You need to know all of the vocabulary words, the meaning. When you master that, it will start to get boring. You can quit that. That is something a lot of people do, but don't do that, okay? Find a new distinction. For example, speed. Focus on speed. Tell yourself, I'm gonna answer to the mini story questions really quickly. Real quickly, okay? Very, very fast. The first times you need to use the pause button, but you'll get faster and faster until you can beat the speaker and answer quicker. And the next distinction is pronunciation, accent. You need to focus on a speaker's pronunciation, okay? The intonation when he or she goes up, goes down, a stretch word or say word very quickly. And the last step is you need to imitate the speaker, okay? The power, the emotion, the intonation, everything. You have to copy that exactly 100%, okay? Don't just repeat with boredom, okay? Repeat does nothing. Repeat has no power. You have to repeat with emotion, with power. Okay? That's it. Bye bye.